was a straight concrete line, the first of its kind, and the folks on the east side were smiling. And thousands arrived for the 5-minute drive from Seattle to old Mercer Island. With each passing year, many more cars appeared, and the old bridge became much too narrow. So a second was built, and construction crews drilled special holes in the Lacey V. Monroe. It rained night and noon on the aging pontoon, and they used every pump they could borrow. But Lake Washington's tide found the holes in the side and swallowed the Lacey V. Monroe. And thousands drove by as the bridge took its dive, and they saw Mother Nature's great powers. And on the east side, all the stockbrokers cried, their commute changed from minutes to hours. I remember the Narrows, I recall Hood Canal, and the Puget Sound of weather that got 'em. And one of these days, we'll come up with a way to keep these damn things off the bottom.